The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, February the 10th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled The Great Global Warming Swindle. And the time is 7:50 here in London, making it 2:50 on the east coast of America and 10 minutes to midnight on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Now, as you will see from the show post, the title is also the title of a video entitled The Great Global Warming Swindle, which was by a guy called Martin Durkin, I believe. And it was originally broadcast on Channel 4 in the UK in 2007. Now, I'd never heard of this until last Wednesday, when I was out in a charity shop, as you are, and I saw it. And it was £1. And I picked it up, and at first it seemed to say, it said it was something like 168 minutes. I thought, I'm not going to spend, don't want to watch that. And now I was going to put it back. I thought, let's just get it. It's £1. I got it home, and it actually comes in at just over an hour. I thought, you're not going to find this on Amazon anymore because of all this crackdown on anything critical of the global warming climate change narrative. It is on Amazon, secondhand. That could be because it's out of print. And also, it is on YouTube as well. So I've going to include this in the post for this show, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the first couple of minutes, and the opening credits, they have titles come up that I'm going to read to you, and then have a listen, and then I hope you enjoy watching it later today. So here we go. The ice is melting. The sea is rising. Hurricanes are blowing, and it's all your fault. Scared? Don't be. It's not true.
We imagine that we live in an age of reason, and the global warming alarm is dressed up as science, but it's not science. It's propaganda.
There's no direct evidence which links 20th century global warming to anthropogenic greenhouse gases.
We're just being told lies. That's what it comes down to.
You can't say that CO2 will drive climate. It certainly never did in the past.
If the CO2 increases in the atmosphere as a greenhouse gas, then the temperature will go up. But the ice core record shows exactly the opposite. So the fundamental assumption, the most fundamental assumption of the whole theory of climate change due to humans is shown to be wrong.
The whole thing stinks.
Man-made global warming is no longer just a theory about climate. It is the defining moral and political cause of our age. Campaigners say the time for debate is over. Any criticism, no matter how scientifically rigorous, is illegitimate. Even worse, dangerous. But in this film, it will be shown that the Earth's climate is always changing. that there is nothing unusual about the current temperature, and that the scientific evidence does not support the notion that climate is driven by carbon dioxide, man-made or otherwise. Everywhere you are told that man-made climate change is proved beyond doubt. But you are being told lies.
There you go. The great global warming swindle. And I actually put this on my phone earlier. I did the audio. And it works so far listening to it on my phone. I've got an hour 15 minutes here is the length, and I'm 21 minutes in, and it's been quite interesting without the images. So if you just want to listen to it and not watch it as well, although I do recommend you watch it, I did, and I'm keeping the DVD that I bought, so it's well worth getting. And the other thing I just want to mention regarding donations, I've had another couple come in, thank you for that. Anybody who has donated since I asked this year, please do not feel that you have to donate again. I don't want the same people coming in all the time. But if you appreciate the content that I offer and this show is worth listening to, then please, if you have the wherewithal to do so, it's very simple. There's a donate button on the website. I want to continue finding things like today's show topic for you. A lot of them seem to fall into my lap by accident, and it would be a shame if I was not able to share these things with you in the future because I have to do something else for financial reasons. Okay, so let's move on to shows that I have downloaded to listen to from, yesterday to listen to throughout the day. And it's a pretty short list because it's this one. And Richie from Boston did something yesterday. And it was interesting because he was one of the people who was saying things about a potential attack at the Super Bowl, which of course, surprise, surprise, proved to be false. And we're going to jump into beforeitsnews.com very quickly, because I saw an article on this that wasn't in the top 10, and I'm just scrolling down to see if I can find it now. Here we go. Benjamin Fulford, well, it's number 22, 57 people viewing, went up 2 days ago. Benjamin Fulford, Trump's sacrifice at Super Bowl false flag will trigger Iran World War depopulation event. Well, all I heard about the Super Bowl is the Philadelphia Eagles won it, and that's basically about it. And there was a halftime show that some people are critical of, which is, you know, always the way, isn't it? Well, there's several comments on this. I think Ben has just impeached his credibility on this one. And then Fulford lost his credibility 15 years ago, 85% of the time he talks out of his you-know-what. Is Ben related to Bo Polony? Ben Fulford, F-O-O-L-F-O-R-D, go make your bed. Yeah, I'm sure we all know. I don't know, I don't really want to read that out, to be quite frank. So I haven't looked at any of these before, so it's difficult for me to read them unless they're short. And okay, but this is why I go through beforeitsnews.com, because it seems to be a very popular site, but there's a lot of things on there that this is why I say to people, if you want to listen to this story, if it's going to entertain you, the fact that it didn't happen, if you were entertained by it, well, you're entertained by it. But you have to bear in mind that there are people out there that will deliberately put stuff out there because more people will listen to stuff that sounds exciting, even though it doesn't happen, and you've said things before that haven't happened. They still go back to the same people if they excite them, give them something entertaining to do. And that's when it becomes frustrating that some people like myself struggle when we're getting the truth out to you, because it's not quite as sexy as the sort of stuff other people come out with that seem to do a hell of a lot better in this movement. Okay. Right, so let's move on to how the news has developed since yesterday's show. So, well, not yesterday's, Saturday's. I mentioned there was a guy called Tony Martin who shot a burglar about 25 years ago. Well, Here's the headline from the Daily Mail. Burglar shot by Tony Martin breaks 25-year silence as he reveals he has no anger towards farmer who was protecting his home when he opened fire and killed teenage boy at his remote home. Now, this guy is called Brendan Fearon, who was... Oh, I've just got breaking news here from the Daily Mail. Kanye West's Twitter is deactivated by Elon Musk following a tirade of anti-Semitic, misogynistic and racist comments. So that's breaking news just come in. Okay, so back to this article. Brendan Fearon, who still endures terrible pain from the wounds he suffered to his legs when being shot, told the Mirror newspaper, "Life's not been kind to me, but it was much crueler to little Fred, who lost his life and his family. But I have never felt any bitterness or animosity towards that farmer. He did what he had to do to protect himself and his home. I'm not saying he should have shot someone dead, that's wrong, but he felt persecuted by us and we shouldn't have been there." Okay, so there you go. Let's move on to the next one. Government bans bird gatherings to curb the spread of highly contagious avian influenza as farmers fear disease may spread. These are all Daily Mail headlines. Now, from midday today, the gatherings that will be banned are bird gatherings are classified as bird fairs, market shows, sales, exhibitions, and some premises used for dealing or internet sales. Vehicles used to transport a collection of live birds from multiple premises are also considered gatherings. To date, there have been 27 confirmed cases of bird flu in England and one in Scotland during the latest outbreak. Okay, let's see what we've got coming up next. Aussie teacher, who identifies as a cat, accused of hissing at students and licking the back of their hands. Now, it's a short article. A spokesman for the Department of Education said the behaviour wasn't acceptable in Queensland state schools. The school is aware of parents' concerns and the principal has addressed the issue directly with the teacher. It doesn't sound like they've been fired or anything. It's just astonishing. I heard Jim Rizzoli on yesterday's Walk and Talk show with Diane King that you can find at the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel. He played a clip of a woman complaining to a school board about LGBTQ propaganda being forced upon her child at school, which was completely inappropriate for a child of that age. And they just ignore her and tell her, "Oh, your time's up, your time's up." So, yeah, it's astonishing the attacks that are happening on us in the West on so many levels. And one thing I'll throw in about that documentary again is what you will find in the documentary is number of reasons, a rather large number of reasons why this climate change thing is fake. Back in 2007, when the film was made, they talk about there being a whole industry built on this climate change hoax. And the fact that tens of thousands back then would lose their careers and have to do something else if the climate change was debunked as it should be. So these people will tell you whatever they need to do to keep the grift going. On top of that, there are people in there. If you look on the YouTube link for the video, they've got this great big thing that they automatically put on the top saying, "Oh, climate change is widely accepted, blah, 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 blah." And then there's another blurb that looks like a description of the video. And then at the bottom it says, "Oh, one scientist involved in this video has since said he disagrees with it, blah, 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 blah." Well, in the video itself, there's at least one scientist who says how his name was attached to a report as one of these 2,500 UN-approved IPCC scientists backing man-made climate change. And he said, "Well, I don't back that at all." And they said to him, "Well, you were involved in some of the research." He says, "Yeah, but I don't agree with the conclusions. Just because I did some research, I don't agree with what you've drawn the conclusions to that research as." And they refused to take his name off the report until he said, "Look, I'm going to sue you." And then they took the name off the report. And you just need to look at the age of COVID and what was really going on with people compared with what the talking heads and even your normal doctor on the street would say in order to put the government's message across for fear of reprisal, for fear of losing a job, a career, stuff like that. This is how the world works today. Remember what the last talking point was at the Bilderberg Group meeting a few years ago? The post-truth world. We've been in that for quite some time. Let's move on to the next article. I don't like Donald Trump, but I would challenge even someone like Dustin Nemos, who believes Donald Trump is the man of perdition. Headline: Donald Trump won't deport Prince Harry from the US, as he says. I'll leave him alone. He's got enough problems with his wife. She's terrible. He does make some funny comments that, whatever you think of the guy, can be quite amusing. So that did, I confess, make me chuckle, even though I don't trust Donald Trump as far as I could throw him. Then we've got revealed what humans will look like in 1,000 years, according to scientists. And here we go. Thanks to technology, space travel and climate change, the world around us is changing faster than ever, and experts believe that humanity will change with it. Now, artificial intelligence reveals what the humans of the future might look like. And according to the experts, humans will look a lot more uniform, interesting word, in the future. They predict the average person will have darker skin and look more like someone from the modern-day cultural melting pots of Mauritius or Brazil. But interestingly, they say thanks to technology, space travel and climate change. Where would you insert the Kalergi plan in those three topics, do you think? Do they fit into a technology, space travel or climate change? Or are they just conveniently overlooking the Kalergi plan? You can look up the Charlemagne Prize on Wikipedia. They have a page on that. I don't believe they have a page on the Kalergi plan. And you will see some of the recipients of that prize include Angela Merkel and Tony Blair. Interesting. Next, I have all the signs Prince William is just like us, from casual wardrobe to favourite cuisine. Yeah, I imagine Prince William would really like knocking about with the likes of you and I. This is another one of these pieces that lauds and magnifies the royal family and says to me that there's something coming up that they really need to get everyone on side. They've got a big plan. This is their poster boy they're going to use it for. And they don't want any sort of scandal or anything coming up about the royal family, especially this William and Kate that they've been modelling as, you know, the couple of our country. It's very suspicious the way that the mainstream media are doing this. And then we have secret CIA documents reveal how US prepared to defend against an alien invasion. And this goes back to the summer of 1952. And what the whole piece is about is basically, well, the CIA admits that they covered up all these reports of spacecraft, etc., these sort of things being viewed by people. And for me, again, where are they going with this? Are we going to have a Project Blue Beam? And this is sowing the seeds of that, the foundations of it, just getting us used to the fact that actually they've been covering up UFOs, making it more palatable when the Blue Beam comes in. I don't know. I watch the news and I speculate on why they are putting it out there for what they may be wanting to do in the future. And finally, urgent warning over an epidemic of patients as young as 3 with horrific burns from exploding e-scooters. Well, again, it takes us back to the video, the Great Global Warming Swindle. I believe, and it even says, I was surprised about this, when Dr. Peter Hammond refers to the green lobby as watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. This is touched upon in this documentary. And it says that these people use that, jumped on that bandwagon to inflict their Marxist terror upon people they do not like. And when you consider this headline here with the exploding e-scooters, well, nothing happens to e-scooters in this country. I see them going on the pavements where they're not allowed to be. I see them going the wrong way up one-way streets. I've never seen a policeman stop one. Not once. Not once. It's obviously they're too busy listening to shows like this so they can arrest people for saying things that their lords and masters don't like. That's the job now. But going back to this climate change business and electric cars, for example, what I think climate change is all about is it's nice to have a nice meal. And for me, I'd like everybody around the world to be able to have a nice meal every day. Okay? I don't want famine, and I don't want people having to eat, you know, just horrible stuff just to survive. I want them to be able to enjoy their food. Now, the elites don't see it that way. The way the elites see it is that if only they can have nice food, then it makes it nicer for them, the fact that only they can have it. And so when you look at what they do with climate change, I'm going to give you one example. Battery cars, electric cars. Okay? They were things that you might play with as a kid, radio controlled cars. Now they're getting us to drive the things. But they are still radio controlled, believe me, folks. They can turn them on and off as they see fit, which is why they want you in them. And the other thing that they like about them is they don't like progress in certain parts of the world. So, for example, they want to force this agenda on people in Europe, people in Australia, people in America, but they're not so worried about the coal-fired plants that registered on the methane on the methane graph that I read last week, some point on last week's show, one of these shows, because that's in China. They're not worried about Chinese. They don't want China to have to sign up to all these rules and regulations. They don't want them to, instead of filling their car up at a pump, then driving it away, to have to park it up somewhere and wait half an hour for it to charge up. They don't want them to do it, but they want us to do that, not just in a particular part of the world, but all over the world, although we have one thing in common. That's interesting, although that's becoming more historical in common. So think about all these things that are being done to you. And the interesting thing as well, apart from that clip, sorry, about that clip I played to you, the key point is it's all your fault. They want to guilt you all the time. They want to make you feel bad that you've done something wrong and you must pay. And part of your pay is that things have to become more inconvenient for you. What it basically boils down to is that they don't like certain people and they want to destroy them. And they'll foist whatever different policies on these people that they can to destroy them. The first one was, well, it goes back historically. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you think for yourself about how do you think these countries like Australia, the United States, European countries, what has been done to them, which has actually been done, an excuse has been made for it to be done as a beneficial means when actually it's been detrimental. Have a think about that. See what sort of list you can come up with. Okay. So that is my articles from the last couple of days. So let's see what's going on now. We already heard about Kanye West, but we'll go over to the Associated Press website, apnews.com. Eagles deny the Chiefs the Super Bowl three-peat with dominant defence in 40-22 rout. So no surprise there that the Super Bowl is the top story. Let's go over to the BBC News website. See what's happening over here. The most popular stories this Monday morning here in London. Hundreds arrested in New Year illegal worker blitz. I don't know where that took. Oh, it's got a Home Office van. So this is somewhere in the UK. Enforcement teams raided 828 premises, including nail bars, car washes and restaurants, and made 609 arrests, a 73% increase from January 2024, and the highest figure for any January on record. Okay, so let's go back, see if there's anything else worth mentioning. Trump says tariffs coming on steel and aluminium. Why more young men in Germany are turning to the far right? I think I have an idea, but I certainly would not trust the BBC to report why in an honest manner, so I won't be clicking on that article, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on to the Daily Mail, see what's going on there. Trump trolls Taylor Swift as he leaves Super Bowl early. President shares post showing him being cheered by the crowd and her being jeered as the Kansas City Chiefs are defeated by the Eagles. And let's go over now to see what's going on in the independent media, RT.com. China is Trump's first problem, not EU. That's according to Macron. So I've never heard of Macron broadcast. Is he one of these guys that blames the Chi-Coms as well? If so, there's a lot of people who claim to be in the alternative or independent media that he could probably ally with. And let's move on to... Sorry, where is it? Come on, drop. I need to drop down this to work, which it is not doing for some reason. Okay, I'm going to have to open up my other browser. I don't know what's going on here. I've had this happen to me before on the show, so I presume that they're listening to me as I'm recording, don't like what I'm saying, and as a result, they're tampering with my computer. Okay, but I'm in Wentz.com through Google Chrome now, that they've hacked my Brave browser for the moment. Let's see what's going on here. Wuhan bioweapons scientist blows whistle. COVID was built to reduce world population. All those giving the shots are guilty, and most especially Pfizer and Moderna. That is the top headline on the Wentz.com website. And next down is World War III fears, erupt as Putin ally warns Trump of world war. And that takes you to a Daily Express article that's probably most famous in the independent media for their 1933 headline, Judea Declares War on Germany. HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Let's see what's going on over here. FBI leaks planned ICE immigration raid in LA. DHS Secretary Noem vows to prosecute. So, yeah, she's an interesting character as well. I don't think that she's, well... Let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Get through these quickly today because you're probably going to want to watch this great global warming swindle YouTube video or listen to it. So let's see what's going on at the, well, the top video at earthnewspaper.com is Can We Survive Another Carrington Event? Of course, that's something I believe happened in the 1800s. It was some sort of solar flare or something that... caused a lot of the electrical grid to go down, I believe, in America. And solar storms are coming, is the headline on this video. So I think I'm going to check that out later, because anything Planet X type related, solar storms, things like that, that's what I thought for years was coming, which is why I bought all this emergency food. Well, corned beef. I say emergency food. It was just corned beef. I couldn't find anything else in a can that would last for 2 or 3 years that I actually would be prepared to eat. And now I've eaten it all because nothing seemed to happen. Okay, so let's move on to censored.news. Excuse me. See if there's anything interesting going on over here. Farmer tool Elizabeth Warren's corruption exposed bigly by ex-community notes. So that's the second top headline. And let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. So I'll just scroll down here, see what's going on, if it opens up, which it's not doing. Oh, here we go. Maybe it's going to do it for us now. Yep, scrolling down. Yeah, it probably got into this one now as well. Okay, so number 10. Went up a day ago, 108 people viewing. Dr. Brian Ardis on lizard poison, USAID and chemtrails. Number 9 went up 4 hours ago, 111 people viewing. New David Wilcock. Trump disclosure event is here. Aided and abetted Archangel Michael time loops. Well, number 8 went up 12 hours ago, 125 people viewing. Derek Johnson important today, the intel no one has released 2025. Number 7 went up 10 hours ago, 132 people viewing. New UTSAVA, Trump prophecies, DC crash, inauguration, Nasara Melania equals Diana. Yes, my oh my. Number 6 went up 47 minutes ago, 139 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, the collapse has begun. Global elites in full panic mode. They don't look like that to me, to be honest, too panicked. Number 5 went up 9 hours ago, 174 people viewing. Michael Jaco, shocking JFK files released. They lied to us for 60 years. Yes, I'm sure the release files will correct those lies, won't they, Michael? Number 4 went up 5 hours ago, 201 people viewing. WTPN situation update, Trump game theory, Doge arrests, tribunals, treason. And there's the pop-up from courtesy of Before It's News, asking me to subscribe, which I believe would be extremely dangerous to my health. Okay. Did I do number 3? Number 3 is Michael Jaco. Well, 2 hours ago, 246 people viewing after I was rudely interrupted. Michael Jaco, emergency broadcast, martial law declared in hundreds of US cities. Number 2 went up 9 hours ago, 313 people viewing. New X-22 report. Trump shares disturbing message, final desperate moves begin 2025. And number 1 went up 9 hours ago, 463 people viewing. And we know, Trump dropped bombshell and Doge. Fasten your seatbelt, time is running out. Now, it's very sad when I see things like this, getting these sorts of people viewing. And it makes you wonder if it's even worth doing a show with the sort of idiots out there that would click on absolute nonsense such as that. But that being said, I want to thank you all for joining me today, this Monday, February the 10th, 2025, for I'm Talking To You, episode 184, The Great Global Warming Swindle. I'll be back with you in a couple of days with this show, but I'll be back with you tomorrow with Dr. Peter Hammond. And until then, folks, thank you for listening, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.